Hello, and welcome to our podcast. This is David speaking with
Gabe,
Megan,
Claudia,
Nella.
And we're here to discuss the issue of hunger and malnutrition. This is widespread in our world today. Too many people in this world cannot focus on their own livelihoods when they don't know when their next meal is coming.
So each of us read the UN's Declaration on Hunger and Food Security, and one of the things that really stuck out to me is that even though our world produces enough food to feed everyone and we're totally capable of feeding everyone, there's still people who go hungry.
Yeah, I feel like a big problem with that is food waste. So, because a lot of people are really unaware of, like, how much food they waste, which I don't know the exact statistic, but I know it's crazy.
I think it's like a third of the food is waste.
Yeah, like people are not aware of it because I guess they don't really see the hunger in their community as much as like they think they see statistic and not like in real life, and so they don't really like they're not really aware of how much food they waste and like what that food could be doing.
In Africa, there's around 153 million people who suffer from food insecurity, which is a big number for the world.
So yeah, there's like definitely places that suffer food security way more than others, which is awful, obviously, but, like, I think people also don't realize sometimes the fact that people in our own community suffer from it. It's kind of something like, oh, you think of, like, Africa or, like, the Middle East, and you're like, oh, people there, like, that's a problem there, but you don't think about it in your own community also. Isn't it, like, 8% of children in, like, Wisconsin or, like, the state?
Yeah.
The country, like, are food insecure, and, like, that's way too high, even though it's way less than other parts of the world. I think people sometimes forget that it's not just an issue in other parts of the world, it's also in our own.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of hard to see, like, that it's happening, like, right where you live, because you feel like you live, like, as long as you live in, like, a good place, like, I feel like you don't, it's, like, hard to understand, like, there are a lot of people around you that you don't know that suffer from food insecurity.
Yeah, I mean, like, living in a wealthy nation, you'd think that everybody would have access to food and could easily get food for, like, and have a meal every day and, like, every meal in the day, but we don't realize that people still can't get it even in wealthy countries, and it's shocking that that is still a problem.
Yeah, definitely.
But not only is, like, but the also the fact that most in Latin America, 20% children are obese and overweight, and that kind of focus on the fact that junk food is mostly cheap rather than healthy food is always expensive or something.
Yeah, nutrition is definitely a big part of food insecurity because of the whole reason that, like, cheaper food is usually unhealthy, which is definitely a big problem that, like, needs to be solved because it's having effects on people's lives even after, like, they are food secure. You still see the effects of what they, like,
yeah, health problems from before and stuff.
Yeah, and, like, usually you wouldn't think of, like, if you're obese, like, you wouldn't think you're food insecure or, like, dealing with hunger issues. But if you're not getting the right food to help you, like, sustain yourself and live, like, you're still not, like, food secure.
Mm-hmm. And if they want to get the right food, they won't have enough money, so they'd have to skip meals. So it's either eat cheap food that's going to have health problems or skip meals, which is also going to have health problems. So it's really a lose-lose situation.
You kind of don't have a choice in that. Like,
yeah.
You either way, if you pick one thing than another, you're still going to deal with consequences with your health.
Yeah, it's part of that, like, cycle of poverty where the food that you have to buy cheap food so that you can eat, and then you have health problems, and then you can't get out of poverty.
Cycle.
It's just never ending cycle, yeah.
Yeah, so what did you guys think? Because I came across this, and this was mind-blowing, and, like, they said that while women produce over 50% of the world's food, they are 70%, I think, of the world's hungry.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous how, problems like poverty and food insecurity so disproportionately affect women and girls. It's not just, like, other, like, when you generally think about, like, gender inequalities, you wouldn't think about how maybe poverty or food insecurity more greatly affects women and girls, but, like, that's a huge issue.
And then another, like, aspect of women and girls is also, like, pregnant women. which, you know, that's like an unborn child who is also being affected by this, which is crazy. And that, of course, affects the child's life as they grow up.
Yeah. And it'll, like, make it harder for that child to, like, get food secure because, you know, they're going to have health problems that they're going to have to deal with, and they're going to be also in poverty. So that kind of continuates that cycle of poverty as well from just hunger.
Yeah, I have a pretty crazy statistic. That's 1/3 of children who die under 5 years of age die from hunger or hunger-related illnesses, which definitely, like, that's a big number. So, yeah, it's definitely...
Yeah, it's definitely too many. Like, people just... they don't understand how widespread this issue is. That it's just crazy.
If you guys had a chance in order to end hunger in your community, what ideas would you come up with?
I mean, I think part of it is raising awareness just about the issue, because so many people are unaware that people in their own communities, or they don't, like, realize the scope of the problem in their own communities. And so, like, yeah, there's food pantries and, like, places people can go to get food when they don't have it, but I don't think that enough people know about it to keep it, like, I don't know, well-stocked and have good food for everyone all the time.
Yeah, but it also goes along with, like, awareness. Like, I don't know, people aren't aware of how drastic of a problem this is, and I feel like if they did know and didn't know the statistics behind it, especially in their community, they would be a lot more willing to, like, donate food and, like, help out with their community and everything.
So one of the other, like, kind of subtopics that affects hunger is obviously climate change and environmental issues. Like, the idea of desertification, like, land not becoming able to be used, and then people can't farm and they can't provide for themselves or have food to eat, and, like, the ocean acidification then, like, hurts fishing sectors, which not only, like, depletes food sources, but that's people's, like, income, that's people's source of, like, their way of living, and when they can't make money off of that, it's hard for them to also buy food and get out of that cycle of poverty.
And another issue, like, involving, like, climate change is people's diets coming more of, like, this time, it's mostly animal products, which definitely, you know, again, with the whole, like, what was it, 1/3 of food? Or a bunch of
1/3 of food waste, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, like, a lot of, like, it's the whole animal products. We put so much food into animals to slaughter for food. And that food that could be going to them to get, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
A lot of food is wasted in the process of making animal products.
Like, grains and, like...
Yeah, because we're, like, we're adding a step to the process of feeding animals, then killing the animals for less food. When if
yeah.
we just gave the original food to people, it would be a lot more food to give
yeah,
back.
There's a lot of energy that gets wasted in trying to raise up a cow. And, you know, a lot of wealthy countries, their diet consists mainly of meat. So even in the underdeveloped countries, they're only eating grain. And there's still hunger problems. So imagine, and they all want to live like us. So there won't be enough food, like, energy input in order to, like, feed everybody that wants that lifestyle.
Yeah. I think the other side of that problem, though, is that even though, like, so much food gets wasted in, like, animal agriculture, is that so many people make their livings off of animal agriculture, and it's hard to, like,
yeah.
actually fix that problem without depriving other people of their source of income. So, I don't know, like...
Yeah, it definitely is not something
that
could just, like, one day...
You can't just,
like
one day everyone stops eating meat
yeah.
because so many people would
lose their jobs,
lose their source
income
of income, yeah.
And then,
but, yeah, it's definitely a huge source of, like, food insecurity in other parts of the world, and then, like, contributes to climate change with more... What's
methane.
Yeah, methane produced with more animal agriculture.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem, but that can't be ended in a few days. Like, it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of, like... energy and people's, like, willingness, which also goes on with awareness, which
yes.
we talked about before.
And not only awareness of, like, the issue in and of itself, but also, like, food waste. Again, going back to that, so many people don't realize the amount of food that they waste all the time. And just making sure people are aware, like, only buy food that you're actually going to eat and, like, don't waste food. I mean, that seems so simple, but I feel like even I find myself doing that all the time. And just people
Like it's hard in your like everyday life to think of like the bigger picture of like where this is going. You're just like, oh, I don't want this, I'm gonna throw it away. And it's hard to think about like what I could actually be doing with this, or like, you know, like cutting back on like buying more food if you're just gonna throw things away. So.
Yeah, and it's not like not throwing away food is gonna get it somewhere else, but if you don't buy the food that you don't need, then more food is going to be able to be somewhere else when there's not
go
as much
to food pantries
demand for it. Yeah.
And help feed some of the like 795 million people that are dealing with chronic undernourishment in the world. So yeah, like 795 million people out of the 7.3 billion is a lot of people. That's 1/9 of our population that is constantly not getting enough calories, like the recommended calorie intake per day.
Yeah, that's a crazy number.
I think a lot of that has to do with how, you know, the 1/3 of food waste and such. So,
in Italy, they had a food program, like, they're the top donor for, like, donating for the hunger and stuff like that. Where's it at? For their hunger and relief programs, do you think that other people, like other countries, would have the same kind of programs to like help out?
Yeah, I definitely feel like not every country has the same priorities in trying to combat this huge issue, because so many countries are like, oh, we're dealing with such bigger issues, or like other parts of the world don't affect us, but that's not a good way to go about helping the global community, because you might think, like, oh, people in other countries dealing with hunger doesn't affect me, but, I mean, it does, and, like, it's just kind of common human decency to care about the livelihoods of other people living in the world.
I feel like hunger spreads throughout the world. Like, not only, like, you might think it's not in your state or community, it's all over the world if you think about it.
As you can see, hunger is an enormous issue that can be fixed, and if it's not fixed, it could have even more detrimental effects, like children not having food to eat and they're dying, and other people too. So join us next time as we discuss another issue facing our global community.